All right, let's see what Sheila has to say. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Bob. Hi, Carolyn.
Hello.
Hey, darling. Are you well?
I am good. How are you doing?
We're fabulous, fabulous. We've been waiting patiently on you. We talked about you last week.
You did?
Yes.
I didn't
well,
hear
we
that.
Do often. We do often.
Well, I want to thank Bob for bringing me in after that extravaganza that we just listened to. I guess I should
it was
go on
good.
The next guest.
Coming off the tail end hoe of that run, it's pretty good, honey. Very few could have such capitulated positional pace of power.
I had a dream this morning, or I went somewhere this morning, that involved a wall of water. I saw a wall that I thought was glass of water behind it, and there were fish and whales. And then someone said something, and I said, oh, and then it broke. And I kind of floated in it, and the world became a different world.
Yes.
Where there was, there was no electricity, and there was no, but everything was powered by ourselves. What should I take from that? That experience.
It's a representation.
But I just felt so like amazed and calm in it.
Because you've done it about a dozen times. You've done it about a dozen times. Honey, we've been doing this long before you've been putting your drawers over the lampshades.
Thank you for reminding me of that time.
It was a good time. It was the best of times. It's what got you to Savannah in the first place, honey. Do you realize what we had to do to get you out?
Get me out of where?
Road fucking Island.
Oh, yeah. That's still churning a bit.
Well, you see, that's the whole thing, and that's the point. It makes it a mess. Now, Europe is fine, blah, 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 but then you have to deal with sewage and problems and portals and the emptying of the Thames River and problems like that, or Highgate Park, or Trafalgar Square and the plinth and trouble and Angola America killing herself. Bless her heart. She worked so hard to not ascend. It was pretty astounding. Bless her heart. We'll miss her. Well, not really. Probably not miss her. Well, we could. Well, if we were going to miss her, we would, but we wouldn't, so we don't, so it's not, so it doesn't matter. And how Deutsche Bank's trying to make a new currency. Aren't you glad you got rid of them euros, darling? Aren't you glad you got rid of them?
I am very glad.
Yes, them was the days. And it was in bad times when all that happened. Do you remember? And we said, do it anyway, do it anyway, do it anyway, and bang, there you go. It's all very good. So now you could take that U.S. dollars and go to England and have twice the vacation that you would have had then. How cool for school is that?
Well, that's really interesting because I'm thinking of London would be a nice place to go to this year. Should I try to do that this year?
What? You want to? It's okay. We support you. We have to yield vicariously to the whims and fancies of your otherwise nebulous ingested delights.
My delights are nebulous?
Sometimes.
Ingested delights.
We still adore you. We still adore you anyhow. However, when you make protractions to separate that, that's your call, and it's all right. It don't scare us, though. We already know how this goes, so it's okay with us. So, happy days, happy days. Now, blah, 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 blah. What's the next question?
The next question is about this painting of the Ark of the Covenant. On
your
the right
base
side
is wrong.
Of the painting.
Your base,
the base
is, wrong.
Is wrong.
Yeah, and that's why the right side's off. It's called perspective. Did you watch the Medicis?
Yes.
Did you see them when they had the little whore in there talking about perspective?
The whore.
Cosimo.
The one that was.
Cosimo.
Yes.
Cosimo's little gift.
Yeah.
Cosimo de Medici. Mm-hmm. That damn
Medici.
Oh,
yeah, Yeah.
Did you see the drawings where they were trying to make the dome and they were looking at perspective? And the perspective, when it's off, it doesn't work. And how even if you build the same lines in architecture in drawings, they're the same as in drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that plinth can be moved and you can walk through it based on how it's created? Well, the same way with a dome that you get lost in, the same way that we build a dome in a dome, build the inside out, will support it all. The same thing that you're doing in architecture is the same thing you're trying to do in the painting. Your base is off, so therefore your perspective is wrong. So therefore the right side is off kilter.
I said right side because I actually meant the left side. So that's very odd. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, we're here. We're here.
We're here.
Okay. Oh, okay. I just heard a weird noise. So the base is off. So when you say the base, you mean the wall and then the actual base where the columns begin? I am.
Go ahead, ask it again, honey. We're sorry, we just had to have a little gizgasm. The cinnamon rolls were done. We had to get them out of the oven before they burned.
When you say the base, are you talking about the walls?
Yes,
I have
darling.
A wall going there. You're talking about the wall on either side.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, remember, now you watch the Domenici's and you know about the drawings and how it draws the perspective to where it looks like the hall goes up, but it doesn't go up. It makes it narrow, but it doesn't. It's actually the perspective. That's what's off.
Mm-hmm.
Your perspective is off. That's all we're talking about.
But I don't know how to correct that.
Draw the lines different. Overdraw the wall. Overdraw the walls. Come on, honey. What are you talking about? You need some. Are you too poor to paint and too proud to whitewash? Change it up.
No, I already washed it. I already did that. I already painted out the old one.
Good for you. The layers are good. No, the layers are significant because what they do is they allow you to adjust. Good.
That's interesting.
We don't mind the layers. That's all good.
Yeah.
When they x-ray it in your millennial future, you can say, oh, there was nine different arcs that we laid in here. We laid to rest the interment. This is the interment spot for the unrequited dreams.
So you're saying actually the layers under it are actually part of it?
They are.
Is that
what
you're saying?
They are the what make it. They are the
oh
that
my
what
God.
Make it. What do you mean? You know this. We talked about this. You went out on the patio, and you were having a little cow, and you were screaming and yelling and hollering and having a little bust out. We told you to sit down and shut up and get over it, and you said okay, and you did. What's up?
Yeah, but you're saying I need to do it again.
Hell yeah.
Hmm.
Well, it was your idea. We're just going with you.
It just seems like if the layers underneath it are part of the actual structure in the painting.
They are.
Wow.
And what we're trying to change in you and what's changed in you is the perspective. The way you started painting that, you had one way to look at it. But you decided to do on your own little thing, which is your own little thing to do. And we said, okay, that's fine. We love and respect and honor you anyway. Okay, we didn't even bitch slap you. We could have, but there was no reason to. We let you figure it out for you, and you have, happily. Now you have a new perspective, so get to work.
You said when I asked you that there were 11 vessels, and I have 11 vessels drawn. Are there still 11 vessels, or has the number changed along with the perspective?
11 vessels of light. 11 vessels of light.
So, as it's symmetrical, I have one, either the first, the 11th, or whatever number it is. There's one in the middle. And right now where I have that vessel, is that correct? It's the opening of the arc
there? Yeah, it is. But see, that's where we would say it would be the largest, but not really the largest because they would trail on the flank side. So it would appear to be the largest. It's not, but it would look the largest because it's the closest, right?
Right.
Okay. That's an example of what you call perspective, yeah?
understand that, yes. Okay. So it's great to be the
so
largest
good.
Then.
We love talking archy stuff. We feel like Peggy. We feel like Peggy Guggenheim. We're talking all the archy things, little origami stuff. It's so much fun and folded. Bob, what do you think she's going to do when we tell her to fold it in half and then she'll get where the perspective comes to? That's tricky, wouldn't it? Yeah, I know. Play it, Bob.
Oh, dear. Okay. In terms of the imagery on the left side of the painting, does Moses appear in it?
As an actual? No. The mantle of Moses does. Not Moses himself, but the mantle. Get the mantle. Get the part.
Mantle of
the Moabites. The mantle. Get the mantle. Get the part. The mantle is what Moses' wife, the Moabite, saw in Moses in the first place. So Moses should not be in because he was a murdering, lying, cheating, couldn't talk, stammering, ridiculous, not ascended person. And unlike Bob, the mantle is all what saved him because he was one that was disobedient and stroked the rock, the white rock, the white stone. And Isom Lee, you know, looking for the stone. You remember Isom Lee? Don't you love Isom Lee?
I do.
And Peggy, they're just so sweet. Child, you should do Isom Lee a little bit. It kind of balances in the same Fasola theme. It's old-timey, as it were. It's good. It's good. Isom Lee, I-S-O-M, capital L-E-E. It's great. It's a trio. There's three of them. It's Isom Lee. He was a preacher and from Drakestown. And he had two daughters, and oh, they was just singers. They sang and sang and sang. It was beautiful. They went to revivals too. They did good stuff. They went looking for the stone. Moses struck
the stone
with his staff.
Yeah.
Right. He struck the stone twice. Wrong. He was told not to, and he did it anyway because he was listening to the people. See, that's what's wrong with mediocology. Bob gets to listening to the people, and that's terrible. Don't listen to the people. Just talk to the Carolyn. Carolyn just goes right to the meat. It doesn't matter what they say. This is what is. And so,
okay, Ian. Thank you. When you say the mantle of Moses, when you say mantle, I hear cloak or coat. But you're talking about something else?
Nope. That is the same type thing. Yes, that's the same thing.
And what was significant of the mantle of Moses? Was it a certain color, or was it made of a certain material?
No, it was the seat of authority. It looked like a surround of a fireplace or a yoke. It was basically something that went about the shoulders that said he was the drive. It was his to lose. But see, Moses was quite the impetuous one. He's the one that got the stuff together, did all this bullshit. Then every time he got it straightened out, they pissed on him or threw shit in his face and goaded him into doing something that he knew better than to do. He did it anyway, and they said, "You ridiculous little spot. Why would you do that?" He's like, "I'll kill you motherfuckers where you stand." And then he does. And then they start falling. And then they come back. And then he goes. Then it turns into a whole mess. And then Aaron has to just take over and say, "You know, you better lay it down. You don't have control of your environment. So your kingdom is in prevail."
So when you say mantle in that way, then it's almost a stone structure because there is stone in that on the right side of the left side of the painting.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
A seat of authority. Look at it in perspective. Introspectively, that would be a seat of authority. Excellent.
Well, that's like a throne,
so
isn't it? A seat of authority.
Yeah. That's what mantles do, but they didn't do it that way back then. You remember he had 12 tribes back then. It was 12 tribes, so that's what had to happen. So they couldn't have, it had to be a moving tabernacle, as it were. That's what you're talking about is the ark, the triumph.
Right.
Yeah, like that.
So that seat, the mantle and the seat, is there something, I'm thinking about the Isabella Gardner Museum when I was there. Was there something that was similar to that in that museum, in that garden?
Did you notice the plinths and the way the stones were done, the plinths, they were special.
Yeah. Okay.
That was important. It also solves your perspective base. But when you looked at it from different angles, it drew you to it.
Okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
Good for you.
also on the left side, I have the Cave of David, frankincense, and myrrh trees. And then do I have two trees of life that are intertwined?
Yeah, but they should be a little, the intertwined should be toward the base. They should divide once they start coming from the ground. Once they pierce the mystery landscape, they should be clearly separate. Now, we know there is one, right? But they should mm-hmm. be separate from the dirt up.
Well, actually, I was going to have them over the rock where it's cleft with the water. So they're actually they're bridging the water okay. like the River Jordan.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but don't have them connecting on the top side. Have them connecting on the bottom side, under the water.
Okay. Under the water?
Well, you know, like the like a tree planted on two sides of a stream, two trees on either mm-hmm. side, their roots can connect under the stream bed, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make it pictorial like it's laying on the ground, like it's laying on the ground. That's okay,
mm-hmm.
but that's not the point. So that's, you see?
And am I right to have Ezekiel's wheel represented with lightning?
Well, you don't have enough of it. You got to have the wheels in the wheel. Good, exactly mm-hmm. as it lays out, the wheel and the wheel and the wheel. Mm-hmm. Do a little sketchy thing and send it to Bob, and we'll tell you if it's on the money or not. But it has to be your perspective. Oh, are you still mad
okay.
at Bob?
No.
Oh, good. We're so glad that's passed. Boy, we thought that was something. We don't mind. You can kick him in the head every now and again if you want to. We're going to protect him, though, no matter what. You know that. But it's okay
mm-hmm.
as long as you got over it. You have to giggle a little more so he knows you're not mad at him anymore, because that would make him sad. But he really doesn't care. But if he cared, he would really care. So isn't that nice? How nice it is to Bob. He can piss on you and don't even know he did, and then wondering why you're upset. It's so much fun.
Yeah, well, that didn't
serve
me.
That's why he's our Bob, you know, our Miss Brooks. But we told him he was coming back, so he was all excited then, because he missed you very much, too.
We're waiting for Charlie to interview me for his radio show.
Oh, that'd be nice. Boy, he's going to X-rated stuff now. He's going that. Porn
yeah,
is a good business. There's a good business in porn. He should do that. Maybe take up porn. That might be good. There's good money in it. So good.
I got some new foundational garments, Zion.
Ooh, honey, yeah, we know. They're fabulous.
They're quite sensual.
They're right. They're quite sensual. That's why we're talking about laying them on the lampshades.
I don't do that anymore.
I know, but it's really cool when you do, because, see, you get the benefit of what you look like in the foundational garment, plus you get the benefit of having you beside it. So you get to see what you would be, so you get that shapely form and can put that on you. You see? You don't
mm-hmm.
put on the lingerie puts on you.
Yeah,
so
that's
to
so
lay
true.
It out, to have light come through it, then that's the same way in the painting business. You're creating a visual bias that you juxtapose your position within. This has nothing to do with your voluptuous body, darling. It's wonderful, blah, blah, blah. We're talking about your painting. That's what we're talking
mm-hmm.
about. Good. So mm-hmm. you can be sure to put Bob on the mantle of your painting, won't you?
And what would Bob look like in imagery?
We don't know. We looked at him through the keyhole, and he looks like a little bobblehead. He's a little bobblehead. Bobble, bobble, bobble. He's kind of like rocks back and forth. It's like the little dog in the back of the car with his hand. It's like bobbling, you know, the little dots and with little big old ears set on the side of his glasses. He's just there bobbing. He's got a little pipe in his mouth like J.R. bobbed out. His little head bobbling at the time. He's got that real big, shitty, smirky grin with his great big shiny white teeth. Big teeth, really big teeth, and they're shining big, and with a little corncob pipe sticking out of his mouth. Yeah, it probably looked like that. His little head's got a bobble. You got to make a way for the head to bobble. You got to paint it with iridescent so that when you turn your head, look away, it looks like it bobbles one time. And that little bobble head is like it's bobbling all over the place. It's great fun.
That would look a little incongruous in that landscape.
It could, but it certainly would bring out the whorehounds, wouldn't it?
I could put a Trump bobblehead. How about that?
Oh, no, don't mix those two. Yeah, you don't want to mix those two. One, no, you can't compare those two because Oscar can't watch both of them.
Who's Oscar?
He's the watchman.
Well, the Oscars are tonight.
Oh, no, that's Oscars. This is Oscar person.
Mm-hmm.
He's part of the staff.
He's part of your staff?
We don't really have a staff because they cut all the money off of us. We don't get no money. But if we did, we'd have a staff. But since we don't have no money, then no, we don't have a staff. But other people have staff, so that's good.
Well, that would make you a Democrat, Ian, if you didn't have...
We just have to work. We don't expect, we don't get supposed to get paid. We're just supposed to work, so you get it.
Mm-hmm. Ian, if there's one place I should put Renew on my body, where would you suggest?
Your big toe.
Okay, on my left foot?
Yep.
And how about any type of food that would benefit me at this time?
Less cream.
Oh. Who?
Yeah, less cream. Just a little less cream. You got to balance it. You're not balancing it.
All right. It'll make the coffee taste as good.
Well, use restructure. No, don't use restructure because it'll curdle. So... make iced coffee and use restructure.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, like a Frappa Mochaccino.
And how about a second place on my body to put Renew?
Your right temple.
Will that help me with my perspective?
Hopefully. Well, hopefully that's what we did. I mean, that's what we were not getting paid to do.
You did. I appreciate it so much, Ian. I really appreciate it.
So that's good. But no, that's what that. What happens is you start to notice it. Now that we've said something, you notice it. Isn't that the funny thing about perspective? You don't see it till you see it, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Good. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome forever. Welcome forever. We love your new emerald green paint. It's beautiful.
I haven't come across that yet.
You look for that emerald green paint. It's fabulous.
Is that made by
Wonderworks?
Name escapes me. Oh no, not that again. Is it really made by Wonderworks? You really have to go there. It was going so well.
Well, we even got past the walnut oil, so that was good. You're doing better. You're halfway home, honey.
I got new walnut oil. Is that the walnut oil you were talking about?
It is. It is. That's all we just said. Didn't you hear us? You're halfway there.
Okay.
It's all right. Okay, darling. You enjoy this. You enjoy this. So go with it. And here's what you do with Bob. When he gets all up in your Kool-Aid or with us, well, don't get sideways with us. It won't pay. But if you do, take it out on Bob. But what you do is you take it on Bob, cuss him out, get it over with, and then move right on right then. Don't have to wait. It's all good. Bust his chops.
Okay.
He likes it rough. Bust his chops. He likes it rough. He'll get over it. Just that quick, because you don't want to forfeit your capacity for ascension in the proclivity of your positional post, however wrong. You may not be wrong, but you don't know till you are. See? That you may be right. Do you want to be happy or right or left? So that the separation isn't valuable to the big scheme of things. So if you're half as powerful as we say you are, if he troubles you, have him damn smoked. I got that. Never had to deal with that again, huh? See? So that's much more easy than being all this rah, rah, rah crap. Because, but you know us, we won't change our words. We love them all, but, you know, there you go.
Okay, thank you, Ian.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, so let's go to Cha. Yeah.
Oh, I'm up to you. Thank you.
Oh, honey. It's supper time.
Ion, can you tell me, please? I've got about 6 questions. I'll try not to be too slow with them.
Move your feet. Move your left foot just a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Just a little bit.
They were going under the desk, yes.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. That's why. Y'all notice now. Hold on 1 second, child. Y'all notice when she does that, her voice all goes in, and it's when it goes in and out like that. That's because she's so close to that other paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
The vicissitude, as it were. Now, listen, go ahead and say something now, child, since you moved your feet.
Yes, I've moved my feet. Is that better?
See, it's clearer. Her microphone, that's just microphone noise. But see how she goes, it's much clearer. Excellent. Go ahead, girl.
So, which traditional messages of Jesus have relevance to the ascended ones?
Everything on the Emmaus Road. And everything said at the upper room.
What is
most of the Maccabees.
What is the status of Jesus, or should it be the Christ, in terms of Bob, Carolyn, and Ion?
Well, there are 3 Jesuses, and they're eternal, too. But you still have one here today and another one in another world. He comes back and forth. So you have one still here.
How do they fit in with Iondom?
Well, they give you the representation of how to be a little man and be created in the image of God and be God's son, just as you are God's daughter, and you become the true part sons of God, true part sons of Moses, the true part sons of God, the root and the branch of Jesse, the rose of Sharon. You become all those, and then, just like Ezekiel said, connect the dots, love, and then you can basically have a fag and ascend.
Ascended being Bob. Is Bob my birth father, or is it Derek?
Neither.
Gosh.
You were beget.
Can you explain that to me, please, Ion?
Your connection is pure. Okay. So who was Jesus' daddy? All 3 of them.
Joseph? No. No daddy.
You said birth father. You said birth father. Okay, good. Have you ever had your DNA run, Cha?
No.
All these crazy, nebulous, ridiculous, horrible, horrifyingly disastrous diseases that bother you ever so slightly, and then you get over it, and then it's ever so slightly, and then you get over it, and then ever so slightly, and you get over it. It's almost like a created kind of a thing.
An inoculation.
It's like, what? No. Good Lord have mercy. Now you got David Icke trying to get in your bum again. Yeah, no, this ain't none of that bullshit. This is just you.
Mm.
It's just you. You make these less than things to show that you're human when you're anything but. Do you realize what a charmed life you've actually lived?
I'm grateful. Very grateful.
Well, but do you realize, though? So if you're grateful, you realize it?
Without it being overwhelming, yes.
Good. Okay. Yeah, see, we're going to work on that. The self-deprecation, we're going to work on that, darling. We're going to get it to the point where you can stand up and shine. But not just yet. We get it. It's a step. We're going to, it's little bits. It'll be okay. We'll pump you up. It's going to be all right.
So that's good. Thank you.
Oh, that's excellent.
Now,
Decades, we said.
So I was going to jump up to what Bob told us this afternoon about Lower Somalia, the entire trajectory changing and the Kohen.
Yeah, she said Somalia. She means Somalia, y'all, but she's proper, so that's why she would say Somalia. And she's right, but y'all don't understand it because they don't hear right, John. They just don't hear right. That's what's wrong.
So, is this landing to prepare for September the 17th?
Yes.
And will they kind of dig in, or will they be on the surface?
You won't be able to tell. You won't be able to tell. It's all good. There's lots of resources being provided because this is a grand, wonderful thing. You've been waiting for 3 days for this to happen, so there's quite an urge and age of expectancy for the 3-day wait. You remember the 7 days war?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that was planned too.
I'm sure they all were.
And maybe, maybe not. You know, sometimes it's just like they stump their toe. What do you mean by that? I mean you stump your toe. Who are you? You're not qualified. Don't you talk to me like that. And then they have a few pints and a 2 pounds, and next thing you know, they're beating each other to death. And then poor Winston Churchill has to get a brand new bourbon. You know, what you going to do? So that's the ub and the rub. If they're not all contrived. They can be, but a lot of them are, but they're not. You can see some of them coming, but not always. There's lots of things happening. It's like the XV. Who would have thought there were things running around that somebody could splash on you and kill you instantly? How too cool for school is that?
I wanted to ask you about ascended beings and anger.
Hey, Chad, what was that last topic?
XV, which can splash on you and kill you instantly. How cool is that?
XB as in Bob,
XB,
or E?
XB, like 15 in Roman numerals.
Yeah, X.
Yes. XV.
Like
V as
he wouldn't know that.
V for Victor.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, like X-Files and Vampire.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But now Bob knows that is VX. We told Bob about this 100 years ago as VX, as a nerve agent, a chemical agent. It comes in 2 parts, and what you do is you can put it on your hands and it doesn't hurt you, and someone else puts it on their hands, it doesn't hurt you. But when one rubs it, then another one rubs it, and they don't wash their hands, then it kills them. But if it doesn't, it don't hurt them, unless they're ascending, if they have the drops. Oh, did we say that? Oh, never mind. Forget all that about the drops. Don't worry about that. Just move on.
Can I ask you about ascended beings and anger? You warned us never to invoke angels when angry. Is this what happened when you said that Roxy got angry with Bob and caused an earthquake on the main island of Hawaii?
It wasn't an earthquake. It was an earthquake. She drowned half of Oahu. Half of Oahu is gone, still gone. And then Bob responded, which is all over. That's all over with now. It's all good. But then the response then also caused this newest earthquake in Tonga.
Yes.
The 7.2.
Did the earthquake get deflected and happen on another island as Bob is saying?
Hell no. Hell no. It's Oahu. No, it was Oahu. Mm-hmm. She would never do away with Bob. If she was doomed, bound to get rid of Bob, he'd be gone. He'd be a memory. He'd be just a little bit of DNA.
But can any lessons be learned to avoid destruction?
Don't be the load. Don't be the load that your mama should have swallowed.
What does that mean?
If you're having coitus, your parents are having coitus, don't be the child that you wish your mama had swallowed rather than conceived. You want to live your life in such a way that you're a bright and shining light in an otherwise dark and cruel, clumsy world.
Well,
and so that's happy.
She
of
did
course,
want to get rid
of course.
Me, she always said, and she jumped off tables and did what she could, which was amusing for her.
That's the point.
If a butterfly flaps its wings in the Amazon, the effects are felt across the world. So it's this anger thing that worried me.
Don't worry about the angle thing. Find out about Benson Idahosa. Benson Idahosa. He's from Nigeria. Benin City. Benson Idahosa.
And could you repeat the city, please?
Benin City in Nigeria.
Oh, Benin, yes. I know.
See, she said it right. Benin. Benin.
Yes.
Yeah. We say Benin City. She says Benin. Yeah. It's very wonderful.
You mentioned that I'm not human. Bob, who is his birth mother? I know Rene is Bob's father, but who was Bob's mother? Did he have one? If Bob has a mother, is she still alive and ascended? Did Bob choose her especially?
Remember the omen? What if he was born of a jackal? That'd be pretty ridiculous, wouldn't it? But we don't think Bob. Bob, you're the dark soul. Were you born of a jackal? Did you come out of a jackal's ass?
I think so. I'm the exception to the Darwinian evolution.
Oh, good.
Does that mean Bob is a lizard or a lemurian?
No, he's none of those. He would eat those. Bob has eaten those. He literally has. He's been to those different places where those little heads were, you know, on Easter Island. He sent JW two of those Easter Island heads back. If they knew it, they'd be very cross. But anyway, he has them in the garden. It's pretty wonderful. But he eats them. He consumes them. He loves them a good lizard. He's a lot lizard.
Thank you, Ion. Now, Buteyko breathing, will this CO2 method, which relies on holding the breath to limit oxygen intake, be useful as Earth's atmosphere resets?
Bob, did that make any sense to you at all?
No, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it.
There's a method developed by the late Professor Buteyko, who's a Russian, who suffered from asthma and cured himself from it.
Bob.
Thousands of people.
Here she goes. Here she goes, Bob. Remember what we went through with all this Russian crap? That's not what you're... Sorry, child. This is a little sidebar. Hold on a second.
Yes.
We got to clean up a little thing. So we talked about this, and Bob went... You remember all them questions, and we blew you off or got you off or called a fluffer. We don't remember. It had something to do with your genitalia. We're not sure exactly, but remember the Russian chit-chat, Bob, and they were like, okay, and they were giving details, and you ask every son an answer, a question on the sun, moon, stars, and here's Cha. She's right on the point. That's what happens when we're talking about the ones that are catching up and that are doing well. They're always right on spot. And look where she is. She's asking exactly the right question at exactly the right time that applies to the connection and conductivity of what you're trying to do. See?
Right.
Well, I've had it on my list.
The answer. Well, he wouldn't let you. He wouldn't let you in the house long enough, darling. That's the point. He drives this thing, so it's no worries. But then what happens? It connects to the point of the point, Bob. So the answer to your question, darling, has nothing to do with anything. The question is only to bring forth the conversation that we were trying to tell Bob that he didn't believe then. He may not believe now, but now that you've brought it up too, all of a sudden makes him have to send himself an email. Now that he has to send himself an email, that means that in 6 to 7 years, when he gets to them back again, but he still ain't got some of the last ones on the other side, but if he ever gets that, we made his email crash the other day to remind him how fertile he really was and his creation. That was kind of fun. But when we gave him back, though, we didn't want to withhold it because we didn't want him to put us back in the box and stuff. But it was pretty ugly, but we could. But you know how that goes. We just kind of rubbed the dub best that we can. Okay, so the answer to your question is with the Russian person is yes, no, no, yes, yes, okay. It won't matter in the span of time. And there was a cure, but the cure didn't apply. The apply didn't matter. He was just trying to connect. It's any way he could. But they can't really connect with us, but they do. They're very connected with us. Even the Hindiades part, that's why the place called Georgia is so significant. Because there are two of them, or are there four of them? But they connect, and it's all about natural resources, riparian rights, as it were. That's the key. In a world where there's no water, riparian rights should matter to all.
That's that's why the Chinese went to Scotland, because they believed a certain group of them.
That was the mountain,
the Shen Foundation, bought property.
That's the mountain. That's the mountain.
So
that's not China. That's not the government. The government is bankrupt.
Could you just tell me again, if I'm not human, am I a lizard or something awful like that?
You're not. No, you're not awful at all. We're trying to make you be a god. Why don't we just say you're a god and leave it just like that, because you are. Now, that you're having to ask the question is troublesome to us, because you're not sure. Or you'd say, now wait, I'm a god. Do you see me as something else? Now it's subjective, you see. So thank you, as you would say, Ion, thank you for my belief. Now help and assist in my disbelief. See, that's the platitudes and the vicissitudes. A platitude is God is love. A vicissitude is, does God love me? Do you see?
You should never doubt it.
Exactly. And in that doubt, sometimes it's the Escher. Are you aware of the Escher?
I haven't heard of it. I'm ashamed to say.
Oh, well, Bob can tell you way more than you ever want to fucking know about that, darling. We can assure you. He will wear you to death, but you can have a Bob session, and that'll be great. It's pretty fun. But take him literally, because he's full of shit most of the times, but you have to take him literally, because he knows a lot of stuff. It's sort of a queer rub that you have to go through to get there sometimes. But log it, because he will come back again.
Can I ask you a quick side question about, which I've had on my list for a long time, that I read in the Sunday paper a year ago, and that was that the Prophet Muhammad sheltered his family, with a Christian family, when there was trouble in his day and age. Is that true? Did he send his family to safety to a Christian family in Africa?
They weren't Christian, they were Buddhist. They had to go to the middle ground, the middle place, the middle kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Also, you said the other day to me, this is a personal question about being powerful and empathy.
They all are. Yeah.
You named that I would be slain if I didn't ascend.
That's right. They've tried everywhere in the sun already, and you haven't. But, yeah.
Yes.
Honey, they would love you long gone. They would love you long gone. That's why you just got to hang on. And that's why they try to take the stuff away from you. They try to take the stuff away from you on purpose. Because they think, well, she's all that in a bag of chips because she's got all this power. And you go, I have no power. I just have a little electric desk in my little flat on the fifth floor, and I'm just hanging on. Meanwhile, you're driving the sun, moon, and stars in your spare time. And then in your slumber, moving heaven and earth. And, well, I'm just here to take care of my little pets. I'm doing my little thing. That little pet's more powerful than all of you. You know that already. And you ramble along, and everything is well. So don't worry about it. Just keep attaching your knowing. Keep attaching your knowing.
In other words, integrate it. And lastly, Ion, can I ask you a question, an unpleasant question, and then a quick question about what the significance of something was. Under unpleasant, Revelations 9, verse 10 to 11, is the bitter star wormwood the one that is under construction for the past 30... Sorry, is the star the one that is under construction for the past 30 years of the planet Earth? Kind of poison bomb. If not, what is the purpose of this star? Will it have the wormwood?
Well, the wormwood is good. The gall is good. The wormwood in the gall is good. Because what it does is it brings you to a place where you have to be destroyed or ascend. See, the choice has been made. You're just making the choice. The choice has already been made. You're just making the choice. And so, whatever men and kingdoms come up with that they do, It doesn't make any difference. You're either going to win or not. So if there's a battle, there's never a battle. You never have to know you're God or not. So if that's what it took to bring some ancient Samaritan Hebrew Lord to come run some up your bum to make you a sin, that you can whoop diamonds and angels and devils and planetary Lemurians and everything else, icky icky can ick up this ick ochre. The ick ochre can be the up upper, and the up ochre could be icky dock. If it make you a sin, honey, we'd create the most worst shit storm you've ever seen in your living life. We'd blow your world up. We would be like Hitchhiker, Guide to the Galaxy, and have the Vogons come blow your shit up if it would make you but a sin. Don't you think for 2.3 seconds we wouldn't undo? And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as if it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of water. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. The third part of the waters became Wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were bitter. They were made bitter. Revelations 8, 10, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Bart saved the day. He's so good.
Fantastic. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
Lastly, to finish up, I'll try and abbreviate this because it's quite a long question. I had a hysterectomy when I was at work in about 1998, and I'd never, ever been on a holiday, and I decided, right, I would go on a holiday. So I went to the most exotic place I could, the Hawaiian Islands. And I went on a walking holiday with a UK company called the Ramblers, which walks. And we sort of went about the place. And when we were in the middle of Maui, we went to the centre of the island. And we dropped off near the botanical gardens and walked up a deserted pathway at the start of the walk with reddish soil, and the views were astounding to distant peaks and very lush indeed with lovely trees. And I don't remember anyone else crossing our path on the walk. We reached a huge field as we climbed quite near the start of the walk, and it was big like a cricket pitch in the middle of all this, and I was so thrilled I ran around the edge of it all. Well, at the end of the day's walk, we picked up and were taken back to our hotel. When we were in the hotel, I realized that the $5 necklace with three shells that I bought on Big Island had gone from my neck. And at the end of our stay in Maui, some of us took a helicopter trip over the inaccessible areas as part of the package. We were offered to be dropped off by car anywhere we liked. And I had the idea to go to the Botanic Gardens to look for the necklace, which I thought must have fallen off on that field. And a driver dropped me off there, and I noticed that it was a long road with one or two burnt out cars on it and deserted, but I was sort of focused on the necklace. And as I started up the path, a man came up behind me who was hiking, and I realized it was rather silly of me to be there alone. And when he spoke, I said I was looking for a necklace and my group was at the car park waiting for me, which was a lie. We went up the path and came to the cricket pitch, and I can't remember saying goodbye to the man, but I went round the field and I found the shells glistening in the grass and set off back to the Botanic Gardens. I didn't relish the prospect of a long walk to the main road, and I stood by the ford, which was the water by the exit of the Botanic Gardens, and a car came, and a very reluctant man agreed to give me a lift to the main road, and I offered to remove my hiking boots and put them in a plastic bag, so he agreed to take me. And he was really sweet, and he then offered to drop me off at the hotel, which was really kind. And now we're at the very last part of the story. That evening, when the group went out to dinner, I wore the shell necklace. And as we went into this big hotel for dinner, I was between two people from our group when a man who was local ran at me saying, "Where did you get that?" pointing at the necklace. And I kind of shrank away from him, and we walked into the dining room. And that was it. And it made me wonder afterwards if it was a sacred place or an ET landing ground, or if it lay in a portal. Now I've met you and Bob.
When you went back, you didn't go to that. When you went back, they went to a different world. That necklace is not the necklace that you bought. That was a different necklace that was gifted you. It was gifted you, and that's why you upset all the Hanas, the Hana lovers, because it represented their lower god. And so you became the priestess of it because you have it. You still have it.
Yes, it's in a little box. I've only worn it twice when I felt I needed
that's
it.
Correct.
That's
correct. Now, it's amazing. You get rid of Grandma's mirror, and then you keep something trivial as that to make you able to go back. That's the only necklace that ever defeated your little god, Pele, in Hawaii.
But
the only
nothing.
One ever. Boy, Barbara would give any sum of money to get a hold of that. Oh, it's more than nothing. You have no idea. See, you hold these things. Do you remember Warehouse 13?
No.
Do you not remember Mrs. Frederick? Mrs. Frederickson?
No.
Mrs. Frederick's. You'll have to watch. Somebody, Bart, find Warehouse 13.
They don't
her.
Work in the UK. I'll have to set myself up for watching.
Find her.
Different
find system. Her. These are shows like Hulu and things like that.
Okay.
Bart, get on that. Get her together so she can see it. Take her a while. But the Warehouse 13 will help you understand how important it is and how important you are sometimes. But just like they, you have no idea what you're working with or into. You don't have a clue. And that's okay because it's easy and it's no problem, but we have to catch you up a little bit because you're wielding a very long sword, an epi as it were, and we don't want anybody's eyes to get poked out because they certainly may.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ian. Excellent. And what you're talking about, the necklace is a one of a kind? Did you say something like that?
Yeah, it didn't come from this world. It's the thing that would defeat Pele. The only thing so far in this realm, and that's why she's the holder of it on the fifth gate and the fifth floor of her flat.
Okay, thanks a lot, Shar. Good question.
Thank you, Bart.
She did very good. Now, Bart, put the thing up there now. Find out a way. Now, Bart, talk to Shar and get with her and figure out this shit so she don't have to argue for the limitation. She's very careful about things because she doesn't want to come across as something different than different. But enough of that. She's got to see. She's got to catch her up. Give her the crib course. Cribbage.
Okay. Got it. The next one
get it. Got
is
it.
Anonymous.
Good.